This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. President Joe Biden will deliver only the second Oval Office address of his term on Thursday night to make the case for the U.S. backing of Ukraine and Israel in a time of war. The speech will be an opportunity for Biden to argue that the United States has an obligation to help in both places, as well as for him to lobby lawmakers for the money to do so. The administration plans to request billions of dollars for additional military assistance for Israel and Ukraine. Biden also wants more money for Taiwan's defense and managing migrants at the southern border with Mexico. The funding request is expected to be around $100 billion. China on Thursday said it is, quote, deeply disappointed in the U.S. for blocking a U.N. resolution that would have condemned all violence against civilians in the Israel-Hamas war. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
The U.S. vetoed the resolution on Wednesday, saying it was too early to craft an appropriate Security Council response to the crisis. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning commented on the matter at a daily news briefing, calling on the U.N. Security Council to heed the calls of Palestinian people and Arab countries and play its role in promoting a ceasefire. The resolution sponsored by Brazil had wide support and would have condemned all violence against civilians, including the heinous terrorist attacks by Hamas against Israel. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Israel's defense minister told ground troops to be ready to enter the Gaza Strip, though he didn't say when the invasion will start. Israeli airstrikes have pounded locations across the Gaza Strip, including parts of the south that Israel had declared as safe zones. With authorities working out logistics for a delivery of aid from Egypt, overwhelmed hospitals tried to stretch out ebbing medical supplies and fuel for diesel generators to keep their equipment running. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.